Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Today's episode features Michael Showalter. Showalter is a very famous director, a very famous actor, comedian, author, former professor, current father. He's a son to his mother. He's a husband to his wife. He is also a man of many hobbies, past, present, and future. We were supposed to talk about chess, and guess what? We didn't. Just for the record, tell us what we're here to talk about.
I think we're here to talk about chess.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to talk about chess. However, I know that you have dabbled in many different hobbies. And when I initially contacted you, it was about poker. And you were like, I'd love to talk about poker, but I haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
I can talk about chess. And I say all that. And this isn't like a brag. I just want people to know this isn't a brag when I say that, like, I think I've been friends with you for almost 20 years. A friendship that, to me, I mean, probably, I was about to say completely free of agenda, but, like, the truth is I probably thought you were cute when we first started to become friends, so there was...
I thought you were cute, too, but you shut it down very fast.
Well, probably because I had a boyfriend.
Maybe.
Because I remember you did ask me to go to the movies.
But I also feel like there was like a, I'm not your type. Like it seemed very clear very quickly that I was not your type.
No, you're totally my type because you're awesome. And I think you like awesome people.
Well, yeah, we don't have get into it. I think you, I've learned over the years that I think I'm not your type.
Well, I think that the reason why we never hooked up was because I was going out with somebody at the time. However, I liked you so much. I said, I would love to go to the movies with you, but I do have a boyfriend.
So you obviously remember this as well as I do, that you shut it down really fast.
It's coming back to me. Yeah. But we did go to the movies.
And by the way, I wasn't like, you know, I didn't have a strong, like...
I know, you didn't like me that much.
Well, it's not that, it's just that, like, it wasn't like it was a definitely for me a date, and then you downgraded it. I didn't have it all thought out.
So, I wanted to talk to you about chess, and before we talk about it...
Although
I have another one that
it's an even bigger, truer hobby. Although chess is a
tell me.
Well, chess is definitely I definitely play a lot of chess. So
yeah.
we absolutely could talk about chess.
Uh-huh.
But I also am very into the spelling bee, the New York Times spelling bee. I mean, that's like my daily bread.
Yeah.
Give us this day our daily bread is the spelling bee. Yeah.
I haven't played it in a while. I go back and forth. Do you play Wordle or you like, you hate Wordle?
I don't hate Wordle. I play Wordle. It's not as challenging to me as the spelling bee is.
Right. Wordle's so easy.
I find Wordle not as challenging as I'd like for it to be.
Spelling Bee is... Talk to me a little bit about Spelling Bee, how it's your daily bread. I mean, is this how you start every day?
Well, it takes me a whole day. For any of your listeners that aren't aware of this, Spelling Bee is a game on the New York Times daily that is edited by a gentleman named Sam Izerski, who's very young. He invented this game, and the New York Times.
How old is he?
He's in his 20s, I think.
Oh my God, genius!
I know. He invented this game, and he had it online. I think he was doing it himself. Like, he just created an app for himself, and people fell in love with it. And then it became kind of the thing that everybody was doing. Over COVID, everyone was playing his app. The basic rules of the game are there's seven tiles, and they're in a circle, and there's one tile in the middle. And each tile...
And it looks a bit like a honeycomb.
It looks like a honeycomb, which obviously connects to the bee.
Right.
And... the middle tile, and each tile has a letter in it, and the middle tile is the letter, whatever letter is in the middle is the letter that has to be used in every word you make.
Right.
You need to make four letter words or higher, and you can reuse a one letter as many times. So you could, for example, I'm looking at a spelling bee right now. The middle letter is a Y. The other letters are T-R-I-C-N-A. I can make the word...
Is this the spelling bee for today?
Today's spelling bee. I can make the word carry, C-A-R-R-Y, and I can use the R twice, right? So it's not like you can only use... In Boggle, you can only use one letter once. If you are able to use all seven letters in one word, that's called a pangram, and you get extra points. And what makes the game so addictive is that there is this little graph at the top of the game that charts your progress and gives you and basically compliments you as you go. And the more points you get, the better the compliment. So
yeah,
when you start out at, zero, you're called a beginner. Then when you get 3 points, or however, every day it's a number of points that you're trying to get. But then it goes good start, moving up, good, solid, nice, great, amazing, genius.
Yeah.
I cannot stop playing until I get to genius.
Right. Same. Do you usually get queen bee?
No, I never get queen bee.
Really? We'll talk about that.
Do you get queen bee?
I do. However,
you use hints.
I love the hints.
Yes, yes. So then, once you get to genius, or at any point if you want, you can then go to. It's a little thing that says today's hints, and it takes you to a forum, a spelling bee forum, and in the spelling bee forum, you get all sorts of information about that day's spelling bee that will help you find more words. Now, it tells you how many words there are. It tells you what length they are. It tells you even what two letters start the word. So it can tell you, like, there's four words that start with the letters R, A. And then it does the same thing for all the words that are in the thing. Two words that start with the letter T, Y, blah, blah, blah. Now,
right.
I'm trying to get, if you're trying to, what you're trying to do is get to Queen Bee. Which means that you got every single possible word. Now, if from using the grid hints, you still can't get every word, you can then go into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the community, all the other people playing the bee are actually formulating almost like Jeopardy hints.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do?
So I do, yes, I look at the community hints. Now, there's also guidelines for community, just so our listeners know that, like, you can't give out, you can't be like...
If the word is tree, you can't say it rhymes with with
knee. And it starts with a T. It's just
no, you have to be very clever about it.
Right. So I love those hints because sometimes the hints are just really fun to guess. And it's like a second game.
Yes.
So that's why I enjoy it. But when I'm playing by myself, I usually look at the hints after I get as many as I can get on my own in a half an hour, 15 minutes when I'm in bed. But when I'm playing it, one time my mom and I were getting our nails done and we were playing it together and we were just, it was really fun. No hints, just the two of us. And we got Queen Bee together. But
Wow.
But I think that's, I don't know, some days are harder than others. Do you notice that?
Yes. Although most days are pretty hard. I mean, for me anyway, I play every day.
Mm-hmm. And I would think you'd be very good at this.
Well, I have to get to genius without any hints. So I get every day. My goal of every day is to get to genius without any hints. Then, right. If I have a lot of free time, I will maybe try to get to Queen Bee. But that's not my jam. My jam is about getting to genius with no hints.
Totally. Yeah, I'm also very good with genius. I'm great with genius. I don't need to get to Queen Bee. And sometimes even with hints, I won't get to Queen Bee.
Yeah. I don't ever get to Queen Bee. It's very hard to get to Queen Bee. I mean,
sometimes it is.
I mean, my good friend Jonathan Sherman does it every day. He gets to Queen Bee every day.
And I'm sorry, you never use the community hints?
I have a few times. It's just for me it's just about like the way I do the hints. When I go to hints, I like have this very crazy thing where I like make a grid. I actually write it all down with pencil and I like erase it. So like if it says there's three words that begin TA, then I'll have TA3 and then I'll find a TA word. I'll make it TA2.
Right.
So I get I take out a pen and a paper and I end up getting very like nerdy about it. And so it's for me when I go into the hints part of it, it gets extra time consuming for me. So I tend not to.
Right. Totally.
Because I get very nerdy about my process.
Well, I use a paper. I use a notepad sometimes for Wordle, which I love doing that nerdy process. And when I have time or it's conveniently located next to me, I find with
like
Spelling Bee.
It's like becomes totally. Its own weird art project. I enjoy Wordle. Do you play all the other Wordles? Like there's like Quartle and Squirtle and Octoral, and there's like a million different variations of Wordle.
Yeah. So for a while, the ones like Quartle or Octortle, those are very hard for me. I don't play those. But Paul Quartle, and I.
Snortle, Fnortle, Blortle, Snortle.
There's so many. Okay. So there's one through that process, though. We have found. Do you know about Hurdle?
No.
They play a song.
Tell me.
So this is Hurdle. So, right? It looks like this.
Okay.
And then there's a little button on the bottom with the play.
Heardle. Okay.
But Hurdle.
I see. Heard.
So plays 1 second of the song, right? My God. Listen. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spaces
more,
to guess it.
Does each time?
Yeah, so let's guess. I'll guess the first one.
You know, there's also like movie stills. They do the same thing movie stills.
So yeah. Paul and I do that.
What's that
and
called?
And then there's, I think it's frame.
Stilder?
Frameable. Hold on, I got to ask. Because we haven't played in like a couple of months for some reason. And then there's one about, now this one I never play. Framed. It's called Framed. The daily moving guessing game. Framed.
Yeah.
But Paul plays one, and I'm going to ask him what it's called. But this one is way too hard for me. But for movie nerds.
Oh.
It's about box office.
Interesting.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Hey, Paul. Yeah. Will you come here for a sec? Oh, it's called The Box Office Game. And so they give you a weekend of February 16th, 1996. This is so...
Wait. Okay, and then you just have to know what movies came out in 1996?
So, no, there's five slots, right?
Yeah.
And the first one says it made a gross of $13,500,000. You know, something like that. That's the highest grossing film of the weekend of February 16th. And then you have to guess what it is. And you can get, and you can ask for hints. But the more you ask for a hint, like an actor in the movie, right? Tell me if I'm doing this right. Or a director or the studio.
I think
you get points taken off.
I think I'd be pretty good at that.
Can you guess just one, Paul, off the top of your head?
Let's see. So
he's going to guess.
Wait, are you actually looking at the app?
Okay. So
yeah, he's on it. I want to
Well, can I play?
He's very good.
February 16th, 1996. Hi Michael.
Yeah,
Hi,
you can play Michael.
So this was in its second week, a gross of $13 million. Do you want the tagline?
Sure.
Prepare to go ballistic. And it's from 20th Century Fox. Now go to director.
I think I'm director.
I know now.
Tell me director and I'll get it.
Oh, that's not what I would have
John Woo.
That one with Travolta and the one with
what
Travolta.
Was that was my guess
and
too.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, the Broken Arrow. Face Off. Okay, let's see.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It was Broken Arrow.
Oh, nice. You got it.
Sorry. What did you guess?
Face Off.
And you said Broken Arrow?
Yeah.
So I was going to say prepare to go ballistic. I thought it was like Dodgeball. But that movie
That's
definitely didn't make $13 million.
That's a really good guess.
Do you think it made 13?
I bet Dodgeball made at least 13.
Oh, really?
I mean, back in those days.
But John Woo didn't direct it.
Back in those days, people went to movies.
I know.
They don't go to movies anymore. And I'm
well,
saying
we gotta
that,
bring
as,
it
I
back.
Say that as someone who knows.
So anyway, so when you play it, tell me about what time you start and what your ritual is.
Well,
I want to know.
Here's the missing link to all of this, which is that I have a good friend, Jonathan Sherman, who we used in the beginning, we would send each other, you know, that we had got to genius.
Mm-hmm.
So like I would take a screen grab of me having gotten genius and I send it to him and then he would send it to me and it was just sort of this fun thing. Then when we started playing hints, there was this distinction between getting to genius clean, which was no hints, or getting to hints dirty, getting to genius dirty, which was using the hints. So like genius clean was no hints, genius dirty was hints. Then we would like Photoshop like Mr. Clean on. So like it would be like I'd send him a screen grab of having gotten a genius and I'd Photoshop Mr. Clean on there. Or or I'd get there with hints and we would screen grab like a pile of dirt.
Or like a porn star.
Exactly. Like we got fun with like ways to say clean or dirty.
That's cute.
Then it became like clean was like I would do a Photoshop of like a weightlift, like a bodybuilder, like flexing his muscles.
Yeah. This is so wholesome. Makes me really happy.
And then my friend Jonathan discovered this app called Juxtaposer. Do you know the app Juxtaposer?
Yes, but will you tell me what it is again?
So Juxtaposer is just a very, 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 very good phone app you use on your phone to do very fun, easy Photoshops.
Fun. Okay.
It's really user-friendly, and it's a very good app. And so with Juxtaposer, the exchange of these screen grabs we were sending each other took on new dimensions. So there's been this endless long back and forth where we send each other
interpretations.
Well, it just keeps building. It keeps building. So it went from, then it was these strong people, and I'd have to go back and look and see how it got there, but then it turned into Mickey Rourke. Somehow it got into using a picture of Mickey Rourke, who is quite interesting looking these days.
Uh-huh. Yes.
To say the least.
Yes.
For
clean or dirty?
I don't even remember anymore. That's what I'm saying. And then it clean and
so
dirty
that went, becomes,
clean and dirty went out the window like many, many months ago. And then
so
it
that
became,
creative aspect is part of your game.
Yes. And then it
I
became
love
Mickey Rourke. And then somehow Billy Joel got sucked into it. And then it became putting Mickey Rourke's face on Billy Joel's body. So there's a lot of like Billy Joel albums, like the cover of a Billy Joel album, but a very well done Photoshop of Mickey Rourke's face. And then it became Mickey Rourke movie posters with very well done Photoshops of Billy Joel's face.
And then this is so wholesome and lovely. And
then
also,
it's just gone on and on and on. So there's like hundreds of these. And now I do the bee so that I can legitimately make one of these Photoshops.
And make him laugh.
And make him laugh and make myself laugh.
I love it. And he makes you laugh.
And he makes me laugh. And it's just it's something that a fun project that sort of,
right,
that brings me happiness on a daily basis.
That makes me so happy.
Currently, it became Billy's in general. So like putting Billy Dee Williams's face on a Billy Joel album. And before that, it was like Billy Crudup and Billy Barty and Billy, anyone whose name is Billy. Like,
you can have lots of fun. Billy is a great,
yes,
I mean.
And this app,
from Idol to Eilish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it started with Billy Idol. It started with Billy. We haven't done Billy Eilish yet. Thank you for that, because
you're welcome.
I actually needed a new Billy to work with.
I got Billy's for days. Do you start this process the minute you wake up with your coffee?
Yeah. It's one of the first things I do is I take a look at the bee.
And so you take a look at the bee, you work a little bit on it, mm-hmm, and then how long until it's time to put it down and get to your emails or whatever you do now?
I literally will pick up my phone periodically all day long and do sort of three or four words all day long. So another thing that's really interesting about the bee, and this is a big part of what John and I talk about, is Sam Izerski as a sort of character in all of this. So it's like, you know, sometimes to get to genius, like today, to get to genius, you need 99 points. Sometimes to get to genius, it'll be like 270 points.
Mm-hmm.
On a day when you need to get to like into the many hundreds of points, which is a very long B,
mm-hmm,
the texts might be like, Izerski's lost his mind today. like.
But that means it's a very easy B.
It's easy. It's easy to get a lot, but it's still going to be, it's a marathon.
Right, right, right.
You're going to be working on that B for a really long time. And so
do you
it's
prefer
like,
that?
It's like
or
Izerski's,
a shorter one.
Izerski's gone insane today. Like, like he should be locked up. There's a lot of like Izerski rage. Like Izerski's completely lost his mind. He should be detained. He's very PC.
Right.
So there's a lot of words that don't count because like he has a taste level. So there's like words that you're like, how is this not a word? And it's like, you know, because Izerski is like so holier than thou that like, you know, whatever thing is.
Can you think of a word that
any word that's like a little racy usually won't make it into the spelling bee.
I see. Like hooker, like Jewish.
I would think that hooker would be a word.
Yeah, I think so.
But like,
by hook or by crook, by hooker, hooker or by crooker.
Hooker, but like, yeah, like anything slangy, anything that's slang. So anyway, so you get all angry about that, and then you write an email to them and say, like, you know, why isn't this word? And then they write you back, and they send something kind of snobby back to you, and it's like, so it's very fun, just sort of like taking it all very seriously and like getting really angry at bent out of shape about Sam Mazursky. And like,
I bet Sam Mazursky reads and writes those emails.
Yeah. What are your big hobbies?
Oh my God. I mean, I have a lot, you know, I go through phases and I have a lot right now. I'm really into, like air dry clay.
I'm very interested. I think pottery is going to be something that I get into.
Oh yeah.
Do you watch the great pottery throwdown?
No, but I will. I'm not great with reality shows, but I will. Okay. I know you are really, that's another one of your hobbies.
For sure.
I know it is. So another thing that I will tell our listeners about Showalter, which, and I say this about so many people, but I actually would like to have you on the show again, because you and I share that similar thing where we've had and we have had a myriad of hobbies in the past and will continue to in the future. And we really we see them through with our whole heart and get really obsessed with them.
Correct. Yes. All in.
How are you able to put it down is my question. Cause that's my problem, right? Like this is why I have a podcast about hobbies, because I love my hobbies so much that I don't want to stop doing them. And then they take over my life and I'm, you know, living on the street under the bridge downtown.
Because I like to savor it.
Totally.
I want to stretch it out.
That's how I feel with a good book.
I don't want to do it all in one chunk, because then I have nothing to do for the rest of the day. So I like to do it. I like to do it a couple bits at a time.
You give yourself little rewards.
Exactly. Little treats.
That's actually very helpful for me to hear. I'm so...
But the thing about Wordle is you can't do Wordle piecemeal. Wordle takes...
It takes a minute.
Yeah. For me, it takes less than 10 minutes.
It doesn't take any time at all, which is why I liked it, because I would do it in the morning and then I'd be done with it.
Yeah. What I like about Spelling Bee is it's usually a project for an entire day.
I actually find very helpful with Spelling Bee is when I put it down and then pick it up again later and look at it with fresh eyes. I see.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know that you can, better. You know that there's a button you can press that shuffles the letters, right?
Yeah, I love
that. Yeah.
And so you see pottery on the horizon?
Yes.
Because of the show.
I watched this show, the Great British Throwdown.
How come everything's British?
Because it's the same thing as the Bake Off. It's like the same exact vibe show, except they're making pottery. And it's just kind of like all these other things. It's just fun. And it's just like, it looks like something, a great way to like pass the time and kind of do something kind of creative and get kind of like nerdy about it.
Yeah.
And then I looked up like online, like you can actually buy like a potter's wheel. Like they're not that expensive. Like
no, there's one on Amazon you can get for your kids that it's like a kid's pottery wheel, but it makes the same thing that any adult would make. Like,
and I mean, even the adult ones aren't that. I mean, they're basically like you could actually set up a little potter's like studio in your garage or whatever, and it wouldn't be that. It's not like that crazy.
But what is crazy is getting a kiln.
Yeah, but you can take.
But the thing about
there's places you can go that can
with polymer clay and air dry clay. You don't need a kiln, and you can use a wheel, but I prefer things not looking so perfect. And you don't need a kiln. They either dry just by leaving them alone, or you put them in the oven for like 20 minutes. And then if you want it shiny, you put a gloss over it. Look, I'd say overall, my main hobby is DIY everything. Because if I need, and don't get me wrong, I love buying gear, and I know you do too. Like I love accoutrement for any kind of hobby or craft. Like,
well, I like shopping. I like shopping.
Right.
Like, yes. I buy a lot of stuff off eBay. Like, my wife says calls it the daily shirt.
What was your last purchase?
She's like, you know, the daily shirt arrived. I'm just constantly going on eBay and buying clothes. And they come and they're, I usually don't spend that much money on them. So if they don't fit, I don't care. So it's like, oh, Mike, the daily shirt arrived.
Is it like just a corduroy button down or is exactly. it like a white? So cute. It's but like you like eBay. You don't want to go anyplace else.
I look at Grailed sometimes. Do you know Grailed?
Uh-huh. Yep.
But it's mostly eBay.
Streetwear.
It's mostly eBay.
What about Etsy?
Yeah, I'll do Etsy. Like if I need something interesting, like anything, any kind of utensil or anything, like if I want to buy a new like coffee spoon or like stirring something to stir my coffee with, I'd go and buy something off of Etsy.
Totally. Do you know, I used to tell people that you were my best girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're just a joy and a delight. Like who... Like, I mean, we're simpatico.
We are. We really are.
We can talk about chess another time.
Let's do it another time.
Okay. Just one last question. Oh, is there one where you just, not that you know that you'll never do.
I know a hobby that some of my friends have that just I just am not interested in is golf.
Would you say golf is something that you wish you could be into, but you're just not, you know, it's just, you're not okay. that person.
So is it that, is that the question? Hobby that I wish I could be into that I'm not. I mean, I wish I was like more in, is like going to the gym a hobby?
Yeah, I guess like working out. Sure.
Yeah. I guess I was more into working out only because I know that it would be like good for me, but I just
like, if you were obsessed, if you treated working out like spelling bee,
I'd be ripped.
You'd be ripped.
Like there's these people that are like, I worked out like crazy this morning, you know, like, or they'll be like, I need to fucking work out. I just need to work out. And I'm like, I've never had that sentiment. No. I've never once been like, I have to go to the gym and like go nuts on a universal machine or whatever. And like, you see those people that are just like going crazy in the gym.
I know. I wish the same, but it's never been
I've
me.
Never had that feeling ever.
No, because we're writers.
Yeah. So I guess that would be my answer to that question.
Great answer.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy. Powered by ACAST.
Irios.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.